The focus in Washington this week has been on potential trade agreements with countries in Asia and Europe, but Congress is also being pressured on another trade issue that impacts the United States' closest trading partners right here in North America. At the recent American Farm Bureau Federation convention, Canadian Cattlemen's Association President Dave Salverson told the media that country of origin labeling is having a significant impact on their industry.
Before country of origin labeling, Canada would routinely export around 1.3 million head of feeder and fed cattle to the U.S. each year. Since COOL was implemented, our live cattle exports has significantly reduced, with the most severe impact on finished fed cattle. The cattle we do export are significantly discounted to compensate for the handling costs for the U.S. feedlots and packers that must segregate them to ensure they label the beef in accordance with the COOL legislation.
Salverson says unless Congress takes some action to change the labeling law that has been declared non-compliant by the WTO, Canada is ready to move forward with restrictions and tariffs of their own.
The current appeal by USDA will only delay the inevitable, and we expect that by this coming summer, either the U.S. will have to comply or Canada will implement retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports to our market. And that's not where we want to go. We regret it has come to this, but it seems that without a crisis, the Congress will continue to ignore our pain. Our hope is that they will act soon to prevent Canada from moving to this next phase.
However, a new study done by Auburn University professor Dr. Robert Taylor disputes Canada's claims that COOL has hurt their cattle industry.
There's no credible evidence that COOL directly caused declines in livestock exports to the United States from Canada and Mexico. The period when COOL was implemented coincided with the financial meltdown in the United States and throughout the world. And during that period, there was a lot of uncertainty about demand for meat and other products. And also the Canadian dollar and the Mexican peso fell in value dramatically compared to the U.S. dollar. So there were a lot of changes that went on during that 2008-2009 period when COOL was being implemented. So this charge that COOL is to blame for softening of the demand for meat is largely without merit.
The National Farmers Union says the study shows Congress should stay the course on COOL, but several national livestock organizations are calling for immediate action to assure the law complies with international trade obligations. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.